Blog Talk Radio.
DJ, do we have Slave to the Rhythm? That's supposed to be our opening song. Diamond, are you there? We seem to be having some technical difficulties. Our DJ and co-host will be along momentarily. I will be filling in for them as we wait for them to arrive. So just hold on tight, and we'll be getting into that show momentarily. Tonight, our main topic on Trending Tuesdays is the topic of bullying. Bullying comes at many forms, and it affects people in many ways. And we're going to get into that momentarily. And I will be playing some music for you momentarily while I fill in. And our DJ and co-host will be in momentarily. But while I'm here with you and we're waiting for them to call in, we will listen to another track by, hold on, it seems like we have a call in our queue. I'm not sure if it is our DJ or our co-host. Let's see who this is. All right, are you there? DJ, co-host, come in. Are you there?
Yes, he's here.
All right. So do we have our first song, Slave to the Rhythm, ready?
Hold on, our DJ is getting ready. He's setting up his equipment at the moment.
All right. Well, while we wait for our DJ, we're gonna take a two minute and 6 second break. This is Astro, as featured on X Factor Season 1. With his Jump Rump Shaker medley performance, as featured on X Factor, this is Astro. Here we go.
Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2, 3, 4. Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2, 3. Check, baby, check, baby, 1, 2. Check, baby, check, baby, 1. Don't try to compare me to a modern day MC. I'm the kid proofing that Brian pays. I'm like Ice T. I make a pop pants every time I kick a flow. All you gotta do is give me the mic and I'm ready to go. They call me Stro if you didn't know. They told me that I should have been a piece of me because I'm about my dough. The new generation of rap is kinda whack. So right about now, I'm taking it, taking it, taking it back. I switch flows up 24/7, won't stop till they label me a legend. And no matter how much they hate, they
don't get me.
everybody. Welcome to the show. Today's Tuesday, but that means that today's Trending Tuesday. We have an interesting show for everybody today. Looks like we have our first caller from 489-8329. Caller, are you there? Please come in.
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we're here. How you doing today?
Good. I'm doing okay.
Okay. Today we are talking about bullying. Today's trending topic is about bullying, cyberbullying. And I would like to take this time to say that rest in peace to Waka Flocka's little brother, Kerryo Red Anthony. He committed suicide last year because of cyberbullying. Mm-hmm. And his mother would like for people to go to her page. It's called No RIP. It's called No Reckless Internet Posting. She would like for people to join the movement as well. So I would like to take this time to say rest in peace to him. Big Stats, are you there? How you doing today?
I'm doing good. And I'd like to say that bullying affects people in various different ways. You don't necessarily have to be a bully to experience bullying or bully someone. It within even your own world, things happen. And I'd actually like to make a request to in a moment to you and Edward, that a double song request. Sometimes people feel the pressures of things and feel personally hurt by certain actions.
Watch your step.
So I would like to dedicate to our...
All right. So I'm going to be having some questions. Do you have anything you would like to say, you know, about bullying as far as cyberbullying or physically being in the same room as a bully? Do you have anything you would like to say?
Yes, I'm still here. Yes, I've experienced cyberbullying myself right on my advertising ads. I dealt with it a few times. And as far as kids go, my stepson, he's in the Navy now, but we took classes in school in Rhode Island here. There's a lot, it's a serious crime. You know, it's considered a white-collar crime. What they do is tape record you if the cyber bully gets tape recorded and they confront them, okay? They take their rights away to use cell phones, to text, to use computers, even in school. If they go on a computer for any assignments, they have to go to the public library and do it. Everything's on camera here, you know? So, I mean, I know it's strict, but... It prevents, it's a deterrent, and the police go into all the schools, and they explain all about cyberbullying, the laws, and what happens, you know. So God rest your son's soul, and praise be to God, you know.
A good message. I would like to dedicate two songs, Nobody's Perfect, followed by Pink's Perfect. DJ, do we have those songs on the queue?
DJ, do we have those songs on deck? I think our DJ is still uploading music as we speak.
All right.
The song that we do have on deck is... this is by Tiffany Evans, called I'll Be There.
Mm-hmm. screaming with no sound. When your blanket starts to wear, I'll be there. See him peeking every night. Mama's beaten, don't know why. When your tears begin to shed, I'll be there. In those times when you feel all alone, push to find your way through worlds unknown. Look ahead and don't be scared, I'll be there. Oh, I'll be there through the rough winds and raining. I'll be there when the night falls and troubles rise. I'll be there when you need me, no matter what, how, or when. My friend, I'll be there.
Tiffany Evans. Let's move to asking our DJ. Earlier, he was telling me that he experienced some bullying as well when he was in school. So, DJ, what do you have to say about that?
As far as some past issues with bullying, when I was, long time ago, back when I was, 13 years old, I think I was 14, I was like a fresh, in high school or whatever, and the big kids always wanted to get the food, they always wanted to take my food, And, you know, so it was a really hard experience with bullying. And, you know, I wouldn't want anybody to do that to anybody. And, you know, that's probably what I have to say with bullying.
Okay. With that being said, thank you for sharing that, DJ. Caller, what would you have to tell to kids who are dealing with bullying as we speak right now? And what do you have to say to the mother of Waka Flocka who lost her youngest child due to bullying? What do you have to say about her? What do you have to say to them?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just making sure. What I would have to say is, for all the kids, if you're experiencing bullying in any way, shape, or form, go to whoever you can talk to that will listen and let them know. Don't take it as that you did something wrong. That other person has the problem. You know, it's not you. So, and sometimes what these kids don't feel like, they don't want to stop something. You know what I'm saying? They think they can handle it themselves, and then it catches up to them, you know, when they're by themselves. And to the mom, God bless you and your family. I mean, this is a devastating thing that you've had to endure. I hope, you know, that, you know, I'd like you to go to my page and you know, I mean, you have to be the most strongest person in the world, you know, really, what you've been through and, what, you know, what you're experiencing now. God bless you. And God bless your family.
That was really lovely, and thank you for sharing that. Big Stash, why, I know you were telling me you experienced some bullying as well. Would you mind telling us your experience, please?
I have both current stuff as well as past stuff. Is there something you'd like to hear first?
Do you care to elaborate?
I have stuff that's happened in the world of bullying post-Idol. My American Idol experience, as well as an incident that occurred when I ran for a first fifth grade student body president.
Okay. Our DJ said he about to play "Nobody's Perfect" by Hannah Montana. Let's take a music break, DJ. Here we go.
Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days.
I got away.
upside down. Try again. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days.
That's right.
Everybody knows what.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M-M-M-M-M-M. Just put your paws up, because you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young, we're all on superstars. In a glass of purple dry. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are. Yeah, 'cause you made your perfect day. So hold the head of telling you go far. There's an unbearable shame. Time gets pulling away. Just I make no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way. Don't let yourself in regret.
Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Give the self-prudence and of your friends. Subway can rejoice the truth. In the decision of the insecure, I must be myself, protect my youth.
Hello, that was Lady Gaga. I was born this way. Stats, what you got going on, buddy?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We hear you.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell my two incidences. One of them when I was younger. I was my last year at this public school, and I wanted to make this statement. I was in special ed classes, and I wanted to run for student body vice president. And all the time, there was this kid who was going to be like, talking to me saying, you're going to win. You're not going to win. So we get through the process and the election, and I go to check the board, see if I was there, if I had won, and I didn't see my name there. Sure enough, the same kid snuck up behind me, the same kid from fifth grade, said, "You didn't win, you didn't win." So that was a story from when I was, actually that was in the sixth grade. Since Idol, and just because we sign up for it and almost welcome it in, it still doesn't make it right. There has been some cyberbullying that I've experienced. The one thing though that almost offended me, not to the point that I was bullying, but it kind of just offended me because was that someone actually went as far to insinuate that the whole reason that I had the beef with Randy Jackson was on a race issue, which is even stupid and there to begin with. If anyone does their research on me and checks out my YouTube blog, they'll learn there ain't a racist bone in my body. That the other thing was there were people online who were making fun of my other company, MSSP, saying MSSP, it stands for Monster Sucking Fucking Pig. And that kind of got to me a little bit. I know in this industry you got to have tough skin and you grow and a song after this, that I really would like to dedicate to that past. I don't know if it's up there, if we've got it uploaded into the system. Michael Jackson featuring Janet Jackson, Scream. Do we have that song on the system?
We will get into the song briefly after Demi Lovato with Skyscraper.
Drops in my hand, only silence as it's ending, like we never had a chance. Do you have to make me feel like there's nothing left of me? You can take everything I have, you can break everything I am, like I'm made of glass. Like
that feels warmer. Sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me? Think you've had the last laugh? Bet you think that everything good is gone? Think you left me broken down? Think that I'll come running back? Baby, you don't know me 'cause you're dead wrong. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
So if you were to look into the eyes of the same people who bullied you in the past, what do you think that you would tell them now?
Never judge a book by its cover because you don't know what the end of the book and the contents of the book are going to be about. I'm gonna let you guys
practice
that one.
All right. Okay. So for caller from the 401, if you had a chance to talk to any bully that ever bullied you ever in your life, what do you think that you would tell him now?
What I would do is, yeah, I've been through this. What you do is you say, "Oh, hey," you bring them back to the situation. Okay. But first tell them a little story about how at one point in time, you know what I mean, something that you did with that you know what I mean, you feel like, oh, you know, in a way, whether you thought you were just being cocky and it might have come off as bullying to somebody else, whether it be everybody does it, you know, whether it be in a joking form or whatever, you know, bring out something like that, but then bring up, "Hey, remember when we were such and such a time," bring the situation up and say, "You know, I know how it feels." Like, I would let them know that it happened, I don't hold grudges, this, that, and the other thing, that you hope that they realized it, you know what I mean, and that they got over themselves and they're not still like that. Because sometimes when people are bullying, it's not because of something you did, it's something within them. And that's,
absolutely,
you know, one thing out of bullying things that they kept reinforcing. It's not something in you. And this is why these kids have to learn. If somebody's doing this, they have to speak up. They really, really do. I mean, look at the kid who was rejected by girls, and then he went and mass murdered. You know what I mean? And this is from a very famous family. You know, this kid, it was not lacking anything, you know? So it happens in any socioeconomic status, anything, you know, it's happening out there. And if somebody would have seen the warning signs before instead of after the fact, it would have saved a lot of people's lives, you know? So we have to, you know, tell somebody, you know, when we're experiencing that, because it's not always, it's not, like, you might feel, like, offended, and, you know, but stop and think, you know what I mean? It's not you, something in them. And if they get, like, girls have a big problem with this, and all us girls know this, it all schools are cliquey, okay? And kids today are growing up in a different world than we did as far as information technology goes. These kids are on camera their whole life. They're shown videos constantly, you know, of themselves. Or everything, you know, they're on the cell phone at daycare. Mommy, come get me. You know what I'm saying? Really, you know, if we didn't grow up like that. So we got to realize these kids are looking at totally different than what we experience. So we have to stop and check so that, and keep our children aware.
Absolutely, yeah, because today's generation is, you know, it is different. But, you know, it's just, you know, the computer, people really, you know, because the thing about cyberbullying is obviously when, you know, when children, teenagers are, you know, any person is in front of a computer, some people feel empowered. They feel like they can, you know, talk down on people, which, you know, isn't right at all. So,
I have another example, you know, and this is a very big point that has to be made. A lot of kids have cell phones now with a lot of technology, iPhones, everything, and they might be in the schoolyard, in the park, and they think they're talking to each other, but in actuality, they're on Facebook and everything going all over the world, and everybody in their family's on the Facebook, and they're all looking at what these kids are saying, and they're getting scared. They're thinking, because a lot of the older generation does not understand the way their kids are talking in school and what they're acting like at home in the family. Do you see what I'm saying? So this kid might think he's talking to a kid 5 feet away from him, and they're fighting through the phone, and they're talking through the phone. But now when their family's at home seeing this on the computer, they're all flipping out, you know, calling them up. You know what I'm saying? So we got to make our kids aware, because not all kids are the same, and some kids just don't realize it until it's pointed out that this is what is going on. It's once you state it, and once you type it, that's it. It's written word, you know.
All right. Well, good word. Now we're going to get into a song that Stash recently requested. Is Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson with Scream?
you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got sold. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. I'll be the teacher, you could be the lesson. I'll be the preacher, you be the confession. I'll be the quick relief to all you stressing. It's a thin line between love and hate. Is you really real or is you really fake? I'm a soldier, standing on my feet. No surrender and I won't retreat. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn.
That was The Man by Aloe Black. At this time, I would like to take the time to say we heard that Tracy Morgan, he got into a car accident a few days ago, and he's in a critical condition. And my prayers goes out to him and his family. I hope he's okay, and I hope that he gets better. Stats, what do you have to say about Tracy Morgan's condition?
Can you repeat the question?
What do you have to say about Tracy Morgan, you know, about his condition?
I think it's, you know, it's sad when this sort of stuff happens. I know that he had a friend that was also a comedian that was killed on impact. For those that don't know, he was killed by the incident happened with a Walmart delivery truck. So this is something that we're likely to discuss again soon. Because I'm sure that there are going to be follow-up stories in regards to this. There is a song that I would like to play going back into the topic of bullying. I don't know if it's in the system. Recently, on Mother's Day, as we all know in the past, it's been no secret about how Eminem and his mother have not been getting along. And recently on Mother's Day, he announced that they reconciled and dedicated a song that featured Nate Russ. And I would like us to close out the show today with that song. DJ, do we have that song on deck?
Are you asking for the Eminem song?
Yes. Play it out in full.
All right. Checking now. Let's see. No, we don't have Eminem, but we'll get into that right after this next song.
Oh, stores. You tell me who flop, who pop the blue drop, who do the job pop, who holds the booty down to the blue drop. The same old pimp, mate, you know ain't nothing changed but my limp. Can't stop, try to see my name on a blimp. Guarantee me yourself falling up.
Made a wrong turn once or twice, dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decision, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, please misunderstood, misknowing.
Hello?
If that was Pink with Pretty Pretty Please. All right, looks like our host is having some difficulties. All right, so we're going to get into another song momentarily. And once again, thanks, Diamond, for sending out of a prayer for our fellow partner, Tracy Morgan, in his crash. Shout-outs to the family, and we wish you the best. and never going to play a song in prayer of him.
All right, this song is going to be called Sorry if you were having a little bit of tech.
Right, we're going to get into a song, a little commercial. In the meantime, while we can correct our technical difficulties.
From a chapter in my past. Talked for a while, like some hours spent. Said that he would see it in my days. Told me this was going to last, showing me her photograph. And all the feelings that I thought were gone came rushing back to me at once. Tried to smile and not the way I felt, but I was thinking to myself. The way things used to be, shed a couple laughs with the memories, talked about the things we changed, some for good and some for bad. Then he said goodbye and he paid the punch, promised that we'd always keep in touch. Grab my back and grab my thoughts, walked away and that was that. All the feelings that I thought were gone came rushing back to me. Try to smile and have the way I felt, but I was speaking to myself.
There. That was a beautiful song. And speaking of things that are beautiful, make sure to check out MSSPInc.com. That's MSSPInc.com. Yeah, you can check out all the past stuff, but more important than that, especially on an episode like today, is we really have to be there for our youth and the kids of tomorrow. And one of the ways you can do that at that site, MSFTinc.com, MSFTinc.com, is by going to our donate button and donating to the startup of our Big Steps Cares Foundation to benefit special needs children through music education. We're going to see if we have a song on deck for you guys. Which we don't seem to have. But we're going to close out the show with Fireworks by Katy Perry.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this will paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Hold.